You're listening to Owen Blogger's Viewpoints, broadcasting from the Owen Graduate School of Management at Vanderbilt University.
That would be a fun, actually, fun opening.
Hi, my name is Jared Degnan. Welcome to Owen Blogger's Viewpoints, and
I am here as well, and I am Jared's roommate who was forced to sit here with a hangover.
Oh, quiet. You're the one who brought up the subject this morning.
Correct.
Anyway, welcome back, Blogger fans. This is the MBA Talk Show, originating from the Owen Graduate School of Management at Vanderbilt University. We are two MBA students. I pretty much do the whole thing with bloggers, and Astrid kind of tags along, and this is the only way I can get her involved, so we're going to be talking about orientation this week. We're going to talk a little bit about orientation, a little bit about what happened last week, and then talk a little bit about how to balance a social and professional life in business school. I think that'll round out our show. So how does that sound, Astrid?
That sounds great. And I also want to talk about Matthew McConaughey and his almost wife and their kid.
Okay. Well, let's start out first with talking about what happened this past week before we get to Matthew McConaughey. People started arriving back in town.
Yes, they did.
People are starting to arrive back in Nashville after 8 to 12 weeks of internships.
Yeah, and I know that for a fact because I was stuck behind moving trailer U-Haul things all the way from Atlanta to Nashville.
You got here, didn't you?
Correct.
In one piece, and I helped you move in, and we did a Target run today, which was a lot of fun.
It was great.
Integrating all of our stuff into the apartment that we share now.
Right. Okay, let's talk about something people are interested in now.
Oh, people like this banter. You like this banter, right, people? Okay, so people started arriving last week, and we're actually starting to go out with some of the new people.
Right.
Last night we hit downtown Broadway, the stage, Lonnie's, partied all night.
Correct. And I'm truly grateful, coming from Europe where there are no curfews and the bars never close, it feels like, that in Nashville, lights go out at 3.
Yeah, and the fact that we were shuffled out of Lonnie's at 3:30 was a little bit disappointing.
It was. I was kind of in my own orientation mood yesterday. I had to reorient myself downtown Nashville. I encourage everybody to do that sooner or later. Better sooner than later, because once school starts, there's not much to reorient.
So let's talk a little bit about what's going on next week now. Starting tomorrow, Monday, is when we start our one-week orientation period here at Owen. Now, the second years don't necessarily have to join in, right?
But I hope not.
But we're, I'm saying that it is a chance for the new kids to get a good look at everything that Owen has to offer. Everything from the IT requirements to choosing your classes. They do a couple of case studies. And of course, all of the students do a presentation about themselves.
Which I'm extremely excited about, and I'm definitely going to sit in. Not all of them, but I'll definitely join, because they were great last year. I mean, we cracked up for 4 hours. It was fun.
So let's talk a little bit about things that we can do to make people's lives better during orientation, right? I think you have some thoughts on the subject, right?
Yes, I have a lot of thoughts on that subject.
And there's a reason why we have coasters here, Astrid. Don't put your drink on my desk. Put your drink on the coaster.
Yes, Dad. Orientation is really fun. It's a great chance to learn, like Jared said, everything you need to know about Owen. And a lot of times you'll feel overwhelmed and you're tired. But the cool thing is, and that's my biggest advice, try to sit with different people every day. Mm-hmm. Because this is the moment where you have the chance to really meet everyone in your class. And there will be people which you won't see again for a year. Like, literally, I have classmates I have had no classes with. The thing is that this really gives you a chance to know everyone. And everyone, international, domestic students, girls, boys, whoever. And so take advantage of it. And also take advantage of meeting staff members, meeting faculty. They're around. Get on the good side of great people like Cindy Matheny and Kelly Christie.
Yes.
Because they can actually make your life a whole lot better during the years.
And for those of you who are thinking about coming to Owen, Cindy and
Kelly
are the people who control the scheduling department and pretty much are the overseers of everything technical at Owen, and they can make the difference in your being able to get things
and
done.
And hold on, I don't want to leave out two more people in there, Betsy Karunas.
Oh, yeah.
And new, and I'm really excited to meet her next week, Hillary.
Hillary, yeah.
And so they're equally important.
Absolutely. Also equally important, and just to mention it because it's a blog posting that I did this past week, is the CMC staff as well, because you'll get to meet the CMC.
Right.
They'll be oriented to the whole internship search process. They'll get introduced to that really kind of fun, annoying timeline.
Which you should obey step by step. I'm not kidding.
I still have my my thing up on my right above my desk. It's basically this this guideline for every single month of your first year business school experience and what you need to be doing.
So another thing about orientation, great thing, is night activities, evening or after all the sessions are over. The social aspect. And Owen, I think you found out by now, I met a lot of first years, a lot of prospective students over the last year or two. And I think you know that we're really tight. Our community is really close and we go out a lot. We have fun. But you got to balance it. And we'll talk about it in a second. But during orientation, you have the chance to go to fantastic places. There's the Mercy Lounge hosted by Net Impact on Monday. There's the International Community Party or event with food from all around the world on Tuesday. There is the Sounds Game. I encourage everyone. I know by Thursday you will be tired, but I encourage you to go and see the baseball game. It's probably going to be one of the not-so-successful teams you'll see in your life.
But it's fun.
It's hot. And I'm telling you, my butt got stuck to the plastic seats last year. And literally. And there are other girls. I'm not going to call her out on that. But she lives in the gardens right next to a classmate of ours, too. And her butt got stuck on the plastic chairs, too, because it was so hot.
And it was close to 100 degrees. In fact, it was over 100 degrees by the time that we arrived at the ballpark, and it only dropped maybe like 5 degrees in total. But it was fun. It's a minor league ball team.
Good times.
But it's a lot of fun. It's one of those truly Nashvilleian experiences. And then you go out afterwards, and there are some very memorable moments from.
I will speak on behalf of our class now. All of the second years who will be in town this week, a lot of us won't get out of the internships until the 15th, but if we are in town on Thursday, we will all go to our favorite bar close to campus, I would say, if not the corner pub, but it's Tin Roof on Demumbrium, and we encourage all of you to join us and meet us and really network and reach out to whoever you think is interesting and could be of help for you through the next year, and we're really excited to meet y'all. So, and if you're a prospective student, you're more than welcome to come too. It's gonna be off the hook.
Absolutely. And it's one of the unique things about Owen. It's not just the community, but we do have a very vibrant social life here.
Right.
And it's important that as you kind of move into the first couple of weeks of your business school experience, that you learn how to balance the social and the professional side of things, because it's very much, I mean, it's the old saying, we work hard, we play hard. So let's talk a little bit about Sunday mornings. What you're reading my coaster. It's a Walt Whitman coaster.
Yeah, I suffered through English lit in high school. So American lit.
So let's get your initial thoughts, Astrid.
On what?
Let's get your initial thoughts on balance. Have you been paying attention this entire time?
No, I feel like during orientation sometimes.
Pay attention.
You have a lot of input.
No, absolutely. So you actually brought this up earlier, but it's the idea of balancing professional and social aspects of business school, because they go together very much in lockstep. You not only want to get to know your classmates professionally, but you also want to form those social bonds as well. So let's talk a little bit about how to balance your social and professional life.
It's like kind of work-life balance.
Absolutely.
How do you balance it? I don't need an Advil. I'm beyond that part.
No, I was suggesting that Advil is a good way to balance it. I have a big bottle of Advil on my desk.
Okay. So to come back to what might interest you, balancing social life with professional life. I mean, fact is, you're here and you pay a decent amount of money to get a great learning experience, to get the skill sets ready to go out, make your six-figure entry salary, or I don't know what your goal is, or to run your own business, or to invent a self-assembly furniture piece, I don't know. But whatever it is, Owen will give you all that. What it also does is the vibrant social life, and sometimes, especially when you find out where there are the two for Tuesdays, it's going to be hard Wednesday mornings. Mm-hmm. And if you're a lucky winner of session one, which is 8 a.m.
We got one of those,
it's
right?
It's even hard. I tried hard for second year, no 8 a.m. class, but unfortunately, I am in them again.
But the fun thing is that you and I have one of those 8 a.m. classes.
That's what I just said.
Managing and improving processes with Nancy Heyer.
Which I'm very excited about.
But it's one of the best operations classes out there, and it's going to be really, really fun. But it's 8 a.m. anyway, so that means we bring our coffee.
Right,
and our
right.
smiling faces, because Nancy Heyer has more energy than anybody that I've ever met at Owen.
Good, great. I can't wait. So to come back, balancing, how do you balance it? I mean, know your limits. If you need 6 hours of sleep or two, then do it. Don't think you can go on 2 hours of sleep for more than a night. It'll be tough.
And I think that goes as a general rule for business school. Make sure you get plenty of sleep. Like, if that means... Okay, so Astrid's more of a night owl than I am, but I credit the fact that I was able to get at least 6 hours of sleep every single night somehow in my ability to retain my sanity.
And how did that work out?
It worked out pretty well. I'm still here. Granted, I think I'm going to get a lot less sleep with you around. Come on, it's true. Hey, I'm usually an early bird, but I slept till noon today, which is I feel very impressed with myself.
Good job, Jared. Good job.
Yeah, I deserve
it. Your shoulder. Yeah, so seriously, know your limits. I encourage you to go out, but not maybe every night of the week, because priority is be on time to class. It's incredibly disrespectful to show up at 8:10. Be there on time. And we know how it is. You come in there 8 a.m., you have your coffee. Don't start eating a bagel in class. Don't start checking your emails for 30 minutes. There was more than one day where I had the worst hangover of my life, and I was struggling in, bond markets, and that was like a 2 p.m. class, but I was still struggling.
And sometimes those 2 p.m. classes can be just as hard as the 8 a.m.
Right.
classes, so.
But I think it's very important, and you'll see that I worked as a consultant over the summer. And to balance this, and yes, you will have long night dinners and late night drinks with colleagues in your career, but you will still be on time in the office. And I think this is how you should view your experience at Owen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we tried last year, some more successful than others.
Mm-hmm.
If you're first year, if you're planning to come to Owen, you'll have great 2 years and you'll be ready.
Yeah, orientation is just, it's a huge blast. Meet a lot of people. Try to remember people's names. Don't worry if you don't remember everyone's names.
Everybody's wearing name tags.
I was about to say, but I'm just saying, keep the name tags on. It'll be a good thing. So let's wrap it up with some final thoughts. I know that we got some fan mail this past week that from the first episode that it was very good. John Reuter over in the admissions office apparently encouraged all of the admissions team to start listening to this show, which... The only thing I can say to that is that from the bottom of my heart, and I speak on behalf of Astrid and I, we're sorry that you have to listen to this. We'll try to make it as entertaining as humanly possible, but we love all of the people in the CMC and in the admissions office, and yeah, you'll hear more about them later on.
Okay, I have another one. To come back to Matthew McConaughey and his almost wife, I'm a little disappointed because I got tickets for a UT Austin game.
Mm-hmm.
The plan is I'm going there to meet up with some fellow MBA students who go to UT Austin, and... The plan was, because their box, so they have an actual area for the MBA students for the business school, is right on top where Matthew, shirtless, usually hangs out. And I'm like, damn you now. You have a wife and a kid. And when I come to UT Austin, I mean, that's the last thing I gotta say.
Thanks
for listening. I just had to like kind of pour it out.
Well, you know what, though? If you can't have Matthew McConaughey, at least you can have the Hasselhoff.
The ha, yes.
Astrid has a little bit of a girl crush.
Thanks for listening, guys.
That's right. Thanks so much. And feel free to send comments to ownbloggers@gmail.com. Ask us questions. We'll be more than glad to answer them, especially if you have inquiries about how to survive your first couple of years or first couple of weeks at business school.
First couple of years. Alrighty.
So that's going to be it for this edition of Owen Bloggers Viewpoints. For more information on, or for more episodes of Owen Bloggers Viewpoints, go to ownbloggers.com/viewpoints. And that's going to be it for me. Any closing thoughts, Astrid?
No, thanks for listening.
Okay, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye. Man, I totally forgot to say my line. And as Heidi Klum would say, auf Wiedersehen.
Thanks for listening to this production of Owen Bloggers Viewpoints. For more great content from the web's leading NBA bloggers, visit www.owenbloggers.com.